Okay, it's Shushan Purim, March 22nd, one page Pei Zion, page Pei Zion in the middle. As we saw last time, that the mitzvos are the blueprint, and Musar is how to execute it. He distinguished between the design and the implementation. He's defined Musar as the Chochmas HaBitzua, the Chochma of carrying out the Torah. So right in the middle of the page, as he saw the Seah, he nichu on a Vim. Its foundations, the Vim already laid down. The Mishnah, a lot of the words in the Vim is Musar. It was mentioned as a Rabbeinu Peretz, who says that when Chazal refer to Nach as Divrei Kabbalah, a lot of times in Chazal it's referred to as Divrei Kabbalah, he says we're misreading that word. It's Divrei Kivalah. To be kovel means to like to complain. And the Vim are constantly saying, "What's wrong with you, Klal Yisrael? You're me, Yeshaya." So the foundations of Musa, the Nevi'im already laid down. The Mishnah Nikvas L'Masechus Avos, and the Mishnah you already have a whole Masechus Avos, which is a Musa Sefer. The Gemara Mukdashas L'ha God Agarata, Asher Gam Bo Halachas Hilchos Deyas. It's really two sections of Gemara. Halacha is the technicality of the performance of mitzvah, and any non-halachic section of the Gemara Agarata is not there for edification or entertainment. It's Musar. So that's the different part of halacha. It's Hilchos Deyas.
The Rambam wrote that too, right? The Rambam wrote also Hilchos Deyas in his Mishnah Torah.
Right. Yeah. He's going in the order of generations. He's still at Chazal. Parenthetically, right? Yadua ki arisal maybe rak halacha psuka. The Rif is one of the earliest poskim. If you look in the back of the Gemara, the Rif basically pulls from the Gemara the bottom line halacha. It doesn't give you all the back and forth. So the Rif is citing just halacha psuka, and one can be astounded at many sugyas in Agadata that the Rif cites the whole thing. He felt if you're just reading halacha psuka, you need to see this Agadata. To be honest, I'm not familiar. I couldn't give you an example, but Volba says the Rif cites full agaritas frequently. Hamidrashim v'azor hakodesh archivu achachmazu. The midrashim and the Zohar expand this chachma. Midrashim are musar. That's what they are. The Zohar hakodesh a little more esoteric, harder to understand, but it's also musar. Rabbeinu Harishonim v'Achronim Zal Hishlimu Ad LaHafli, and then our masters, the Rishonim and Achronim, completed it in an incredible way. Many Musas firm coming from the Rishonim, and certainly many more from the Achronim. It becomes a whole full area of Torah. B'merkaz haHalacha Medus haMitzvah Atzma. The center of Halacha stands the Mitzvah itself. B'merkaz haMusar haAdam haMakayma. The center of Musar is the man who fulfills it. That's a very profound and poetic statement. Halacha is more, it's from the perspective of what you're supposed to do. Musar is, how do I do that? Musar focuses much more on the person. Ultimately, we believe the Torah is about developing the person, but the way it's said to us is as mitzvos. Musar is stated as self-development. Shinuyei matzavim v'chiluf ezmanim garmim gam shinuyei chiyuvim. Changes of circumstance, say like vicissitudes of the time, also cause changes in obligation. Kegon ha'aliyah mechutz l'aretz l'aretz Yisrael ha'garimis chiyuvim b'shmiris ha'mitzvos atzlius b'aretz. Just like, as a simple example, if you move from Chutz Laretz to Eretz Yisrael, you now have to observe the mitzvot atzlius ba'aretz, the mitzvot relevant to the land of Israel, which brings with it a whole cadre of mitzvot. As I say, from a Talmud of the Vilna Gaon called Pa'as HaShulchan. Nachmanel Mishkla. It's the edge of the table. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't deal with Eretz Yisrael mitzvahs too much. It's assumed like a Shulchan Aruch for this Man HaGolos. So come back to Eretz Yisrael, there are more obligations that you have to be aware of. Aruch HaShulchan wrote Aruch HaShulchan HaOsid. That's really for the future also, but some of it, the things relevant going to Eretz Yisrael. Shalom u'melchama, he's giving that as an example, but it makes the point. Shalom u'melchama, b'riyus u'magefa, rachman al-tzlan, peace and war, health and plague, God forbid. L'matzavim ha-shonim, shayochos halachos shonos. For different circumstances, there are different halachos. Ulam harbe yosir mimash ha-matzavim mechayvim hanhaga acheres mitzad ha-halacha, he mechayvim gisha acheres mitzad chochmas ha-bitzua ha-musar. However, even more than the circumstances require a different mode of conduct in halacha, they require a different approach in the chachm of how to carry it out, which is musar. Clearly, if I move from chutzlar to tzol, I have new halachas, but what he's saying is that I'm in a new circumstance, how I have to react and act in order to fulfill the Torah properly from the perspective of Musar, changes even more. Rabos bozeha tu'uyos. There are a lot of mistakes here. She'elos shelfi das ha'amon mechaivos shinuyim b'halacha tu'unos b'emes shinuyim b'gisha ha'musaris. She'elos that in the minds of the masses require changes in halacha. What they really require is a change in the Musar approach. Not sure exactly what he means. I don't know if he means that people who think the Torah can't be fulfilled in a certain circumstance, and what they really need is just a different way to fulfill the Torah in that circumstance. I'm not sure. But b'matzo shel melchama ocherim, ha'adam ol lishtanos, ve'eino roa ketzel, he's explaining, ve'eino roa ketzel l'kayim Torah mitzvos mitoch matzov ha'chadosh. In a circumstance of war or emergency, a person is likely to change, and he doesn't see how he can fulfill the Torah and mitzvos from his new circumstance. Ha'osek b'musar yimtza es atzmo mitoch ha'matzav ha'chadosh. A person who's involved in musar will find himself in the new circumstance. Yovin ketzer olav l'hiskonen mechadosh l'kras kiyam ha'mitzvos. And he'll understand how he can prepare himself anew to greet the fulfillment of mitzvahs. You read stories about Yidden and concentration camps, and suddenly cast into very different circumstances. And what their avoda was under that circumstance was very different. I think what Revolva is telling us, but the starting point is the person who feels himself always fulfilling Torah, how to fulfill the Torah, might change. And with this, he'll always find approaches, ways towards shleimus, toch gilufa hatkufos, within the changes of eras. Ulam vizmanim shel bahala ma'amat ta'un ha'adam harbe yosef chizuk v'kiyama mitzvahs mi'ashir vizmanim shel shalva. Times of confusion and hardship. So a person needs a lot more chizuk in fulfilling the mitzvahs than in tranquil times. Harei shemusar hutoras ha'adam biyachas ol mitzvahs. Thus, musar is the Torah of man in his relationship to mitzvahs. So he gave us really two very good working definitions. One is that the mitzvahs are the blueprint and the it's like the architect, and the musar is the builder, the one who implements. And it also, by giving us this definition, the mitzvahs are given from the perspective of what the Torah is saying, and musar is from the perspective of how does man make himself reach that. It's much more, okay, how do I do that?
So we're talking a lot about mindset and attitude that you have to adjust in order to cope with difficult situations. You need that extra chizuk, like you just said.
Right, Musa, and Musa is talking to the person. The mitzvahs are talking, ultimately meant to develop the person, but they're told from the perspective And all right, this is what we have to do. And this is, okay, how do I get there? So it's Torah Sa'adam in his relationship to mitzvahs. Torah Zu Amuku Rechavahi. This Torah is deep and vast. So here we have to give over the ikrim, the fundamentals that are in the study of Musar. Limud Zeh, this study, who achidish ha'ikari l'maisa, shechidish ha'chachmas ha'musar, and this is the main practical chidish that the chachma of Musar innovated, u'machadish ha'gadol, its great innovator, Rabbeinu Hagaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Zetzal, which was Rabbi Yisrael, shi'ichol ofen ha'limud kasher yizbar be'ezod Hashem. It should include the way of study, as will be explained. So that's the next section, is Limud Musar.
Such a great man, and he showed here how he's not inventing new things, he's taking things that were already here for many, many, many years. And I just keep thinking about those concepts you told me about, and it just really astounds me that.
Yeah, okay. The way it was implemented was forceful, and it needed to be, and it could. What time? I don't have a watch on me. Is it time?
1 minute.
Okay, all right, so we'll fix this up next time. Thank you.